Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter, and happy day before Mother's Day to all our mothers that listen and all the mothers out there and people that act like mothers, because there's a lot of grandmothers and aunts that
act like you.
But I wanted to say that my mother, who listened to the show religiously for many years, unfortunately passed away last week, and she's watching us from above, and as usual, she'll give me a sign that she likes me better than you.
But I'll tell you one thing. I was debating whether to bring that up, so I'm glad you brought it up.
No, no, yeah. 96 and a half years and yeah. 90 all but the
yeah,
last
Yeah, we talked
months.
About it. Yeah. It's amazing. And yeah. also, you know, I want to, compliment David, believe it or not, for his mother passed away, last Friday night, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was here doing the show on Saturday morning.
Well, she would kick me in the butt if I didn't.
If you didn't, right. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Also, I didn't even say it was Saturday, but it is, isn't it?
It is, yeah. What could go wrong, Peter?
What could go wrong?
As you state.
May 8th, 2021. Mm-hmm. It is 10:04 in the morning, and we always say that because the show is rebroadcast at midnight on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. The show is also available live streaming every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. if you go to our website at sapriston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming. You should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived, so if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is Chat and Archives, click on Archives, and there's years of shows there. But, you know, if you want the most recent one, it's obviously still there, too.
Yeah.
Also, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yeah, very comprehensive, a lot of charts. Color, if you have such a either laptop or PC, nice charts. And they talked about the big disappointment in the employment report on Friday. The quote-unquote, Peterson, the analysts were all expecting anywhere from 1 million to 2 million. One was 2.5 million new jobs. And listening to CNBC yesterday, right before, they're all going through, they only had 30 seconds, and 266,000, and they reduced last week's, which was just under a million, to 700,000. So, you know, again, these analysts, I don't know. I know they don't live in the real world, because every place you go, we're hiring. Every place you go, there's we're hiring signs, and it's probably at the lower levels of what they would call servers or things like that. But they're just, until this increased unemployment, and listen, I don't begrudge anybody getting it, but until this is done, people will not go back to work. Because if you could earn $200 less a week, why would you go to work? Even if it's $200, some of these people are making more than what they were making.
I agree.
Yeah, why would you go back?
Like I said before, I know I've some younger people who said, yeah, I was offered a job for so much, but I can get just as much, if not more, so I'm not going to work.
Right, but a lot of them get less. Yeah, but yeah. The commuting, the aggravation.
Well, the only thing I'm glad to see is the governor of South Carolina says an end to this.
Oh, okay.
June 30th, nobody gets that extra.
Well, that's just what the state provides. Yeah. The government provides
$300 or $400. They're not opting into the $600. They're able to opt out of that.
I don't know how they can do that.
They did.
Wow.
We'll and they should. Happens. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen done in history.
Oh, whatever.
All over the country, people can't get people.
I know.
And it's going to drive up the salaries, cause inflation,
Uber.
And so forth.
Yeah. Uber and Lyft, they were complaining about it. So last night...
No way should you get $600 more.
Okay. But last night I was telling my wife about that. I said, well, let me look. I haven't used an Uber because I don't drink and drive anymore. So if I'm going somewhere where I might think I might imbibe, which I don't go anywhere really, but when I do go to a concert or something, I'll take an Uber. And it was probably about $4 or $5 more expensive to go from my home in Kenmore to the KeyBank Center. I just did that because that's where I've used it the majority of the time. Not only that, it was 25 minutes to get a driver. 25 minutes. It's usually like, okay, we'll be there in two. So obviously, what they talked about when they interviewed the Uber president yesterday, you know, they just they can't get drivers. People don't want to drive.
Of course not.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. So.
But after September, when they do get rid of that, then we'll see things coming back. So as far as employment.
Well, they should stop it immediately.
It's 6.1%, which years ago was pretty good. Was. You remember when we came out of 08, 09, they said, we're going to start raising interest rates when unemployment gets to 6.5%. And, of course, they didn't do it because there was no need.
Yeah.
And they were incorrect.
Go back to economists. I forgot there was a paraphrase. It is, the guy said, I'd like to find this one-handed economist, because they always say on one hand.
Oh.
On the other hand.
They say circle back.
Exactly.
And the 10-year Treasury, it's starting to drift lower. It's going back. It was. I said this months ago. It was mostly speculation. Speculation.
Okay. Wait until the inflation data starts hitting full speed.
You're not going to get inflation.
You have it already. You have it.
In certain areas, it's transitory.
In certain areas where you have to spend money, unfortunately.
It's transitory.
Well, we'll see how transitory it is.
Wait till we talk about this Bitcoin article that I read and took notes on that you told me about last week. And then, what's the name of that magazine?
Don't remember.
Do you still get it? All right, go ahead.
Oh, God. If you want to end all of this, the phone numbers to call is 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
I did my research.
And if for some reason you don't like to talk in the radio or whatever, you know, you can use the chat box. Go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat and you're all set. Ask a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And from there, we will go on. Now, what do you want to talk about?
Next year, Saber season?
I know what I want to talk about real quick, because I always bring up Barron's.
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening should have Barron's, okay? And right now they're having a 100th anniversary sale. They're not paying me anything for this, but a 100th anniversary sale that if you go to their website, you know, online Barron's, $4 a month. How could you pass that up?
That's right.
Yeah, for the digital. You know. Now, who wants the print edition? Give me the digital.
I still like the print edition.
Well, that's you're older than I am.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
So I read this article, What Happens When Governments Go Crypto? I never heard of Darren Fonda. I've heard of Jane Fonda and Henry Fonda and Peter Fonda.
But no Darren?
And Darren from Bewitched. But anyway, and he spells it with one R. But I'm just wondering who this gentleman is. And, well, he worked for Kiplinger in 2015.
Okay.
He worked for...
I thought it was a very balanced article, but go ahead.
Barron's in 2018. Previous to that employment at Kiplinger, he worked for he worked in New York City for Time Magazine.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
you're killing time. Good. I like that.
So I just
what you just what
I just think he does give a lot of positives and why this could happen and what the governments are looking at, but. You know, as he states near the end, which I think is most important, digital currencies aren't without controversy and would need to overcome a host of technological issues, privacy concerns, and other hurdles. So it's an interesting article. I think you should read it. I'm glad I did. I'm glad you pointed it out.
Right.
But it still proves my point that it's never going to be a currency. It just isn't.
I don't care whether, it's not going to be Bitcoin. I agree. But what it's going to be is there will be a digital currency here in the United
States. Right, but it's not going to take over for a dollar or anything like that.
We shall see.
It's not going to.
We shall see.
It's too speculative.
We shall see.
The SEC chair was on Friday. Did you listen to him? No, of course not.
He's an idiot. But anyway, that's beside the point. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Thanks,
Good
Art.
You saved us, Art.
We appreciate it.
I'm so pleased to be that lead-off hitter. I hope I don't strike out today.
No, you can't. Well, you can't go below what we do, so that's okay. You always be up there.
Yeah, one of the stocks I own is Xcel Energy. Now, I'm wondering how I got this, and after reading through a thing that came to me from ValueLine, it says that it was a combination of Northern States Power and Southwest Public Service, and that's the one that I actually held and bought years ago, Southwest. So
right.
I'm curious as to what the prognosis for this is. I think it closed at 71 or so. On Friday.
And what's the symbol?
XEL.
Right.
What's the symbol?
X is an X-ray, X. E is an Edward, L is an Larry.
XEL.
7132.
Yeah, there was a big upgrade on your other one, public service, whatever it is.
Public service, electric and gas?
Big upgrade on it.
Yeah, they haven't killed any people in a year, so they're upgrading it. That's good.
They got the approval to continue with some of the nuclear plants in South Jersey.
I trust them.
What was the symbol?
XEL.
X. I'm in trouble with this one, David. I don't know.
No, I'm not.
I got. Know what I got out of XEL?
No.
XCO.
All right. Okay. Well, that's what you said. I ignored that.
You said Edward Larry, though. You should have picked on that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's been acting well as interest rates have been going up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, as rates start coming down, it starts acting the opposite. Gee. Yeah.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
That's inverse relationship.
Yeah, I looked at the value on sheet. I did subscribe to this service. I had it years ago, but I figured let me give it another try. And they show the dividend increase over the years. It's gone up about 10% a year for the last 4 or 5 years.
That's very good.
Well, looks like it potentially, where'd it close, 71.32?
Yes, sir.
Looks like it's on its way to make a new all-time high. And if you want to take the chart objective, which I'm sure you'll love, is 101.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I know you love. But, right now, a long-term investor, as long as it stayed above about 67, would be happy. Definitely you being like a longer-term investor, I'd get worried to probably 56, but...
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it looks very good.
Good, good. A second item is obviously this Dogecoin has been in the news quite a bit.
Watch Saturday Night Live tonight.
I own some of it.
Yeah, well, I want to find out why I wasn't able to buy it. I went to two different brokerages, and they said they don't handle it.
What brokerage?
One was Merrill Lynch.
Oh, they don't do any of that. You have to sign up for one of the coin exchanges, okay?
Oh, I see.
So if you go to Gemini, GEMINI.com, it takes a minute or two to sign up, and you can buy it if you wanted to.
Well, you buy it like you would through Robinhood or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you pay for it?
You pay for it with either out of your bank account, they may take a credit card too. I can't remember.
Oh, that would be good.
It's possible. I don't remember. Check it out. Yeah. Go to Gemini.com.
Yeah, I will.
Also realize that this one's got absolutely nothing behind it. It was started as a total joke. Okay.
Right, open at zero.
There's no project or anything. All the other ones have reasons to be in existence, okay?
Oh, I agree.
But this one doesn't.
That's debatable.
But the problem with this is the big event is Saturday Night Live,
right?
Where Elon Musk
is going to talk about it tonight.
They don't know what he's going to do.
You never know. That's the problem.
He may, but he's been, and I think it's like him giving the finger to the institutions and everything. He's been a big pusher of it, he likes to get everybody upset,
I don't know. What do you mean by push? I've never heard him say. He's come out and said, I know he's done little tweets and stuff.
He says Doge coin, buy Dogecoin.
He's never been in the forum and said, well, I like it because scale at this. Just little things
Definitely started as a joke. It's a bigger joke, but don't forget it was almost nothing, and now it's, 72 cents or something like that?
You would know. Right. I don't know.
$688. 0.688 on Friday.
Yeah, well, this morning, don't forget the crypto markets trade 24 hours a day.
Okay. I'd be shorting this.
7 days a week?
A week, 24 hours, and this morning it was 72 or 73.
Yeah, I would short it if I had.
They're getting already, and a lot of people say, maybe it'll be a big sell event, when he finally does some. Who knows?
Is that what everybody's saying?
Yeah.
Oh, like me? I would say short it?
Yeah.
$2 on Monday.
Well, if you're saying it, buy it.
That's right.
But anyway.
Yeah. I started looking at this on April 14th, and then I mentioned it on the 17th when I called in. I think this wonderful fellow, the dramatic settler, gave me a little bit of a positive note here. He said one of the previous callers had mentioned this. But, I'm glad he was able to get in it at 5 cents.
Well, like I say, this thing could collapse back to zero at any moment, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So,
And maybe if it does, all those workers that are sitting on the sidelines that were getting paid the extra $600
and have it in Dogecoin.
And have it in Dogecoin or whatever, or Doge, going to go back to work.
Yeah, there you go.
It's strange. One of the reasons I looked at this. One, of course, is cheap price. One of my other side. But the second is, my very first car was a 1951 Dodge. So when I saw D-O-G-E, instead of...
It was a message from above.
They left out the D,
they told
though.
Me, look, you got the car, you got the money, think about buying this.
Last I checked, there were two D's in Dodge, though.
I know. D-O-D-G-E, right.
But the bottom line is that, it's... Very, very speculative. There's nothing behind it.
No.
But it's like a GameStop.
Yeah.
Well, GameStop's a business.
It's a business, but it's
like tulips.
It's got the same kids behind it.
It's like the king. The king has no clothes.
GameStop should be like a $20 stock or $30 stock. But anyway, that's beside the point. Yeah. So anyway.
All right. Well, it's great talking to you, and keep it. Your wonderful comments coming.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate
I will do that.
Once again, the phone numbers are 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Phone line's wide open. We're going to go to Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, David and Peter.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. David, I'm sorry to hear about your mother.
Oh, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate
96.
It.
God bless her.
Yep.
Okay. First of all, working from my three-ring binder, I get my monthly reports from Ameritrade.
Okay.
All written out.
I thought you were talking about Jen Psaki. She's got a three-ring binder. Okay.
That was a joke. Yeah.
Good. Okay. First, I want to know about AMC.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't wait to go back to the show. Honest to God.
I
love shows.
It's going to be $25 a ticket.
I don't care. So. I just want to eat that. I love that popcorn.
For $10 a bucket or what?
I don't care. Whatever.
I paid $6.84 for it.
Yeah, right. But you know what everything's going to cost when you go back. So, AMC, you know, big speculation. It had that big push up to 20 because of all the millennials, you know, and all those people with the $600 that they shouldn't have gotten, you know.
That's right.
I think you spit at me.
If I have COVID, you're dead. Yeah, you know? Well, but anyway.
I'm too good to die.
Yeah. But, you know, it's at support. Critical support, you know, it closed at what?
951, Peter.
951, and it would look not good if it went to 8. But it's a possible area that if you want to do a speculation, you know, it might hold that support, you know, in that area between 8.5 and 9. And, you know, for what it's worth or not worth, the price objective on the chart is 19.5.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah,
but it would have resistance at 14.5. But like I say, if it got down to about 8 or a little under 8, I'd be worried, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
And now we'll get into the B's.
Okay. Oh, my God. What are we going, A to Z here?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
BSX.
Well, there's a good company. BSX came back from the dead years ago.
Boston Scientific.
Yeah. Think they would they have some catheter problems or something years ago?
You would know. Close at 43.13.
That looks very good. I mean, right now, as long as it stays above about 38, you know, if it dropped below 38, I'd reevaluate it. Price objective on the chart is 67, and the important resistance is up at 46.
Okay. How about BFI?
Don't recognize that one. What's that?
No, nobody understands that one.
BFI. Huh? Got to say the symbol twice. You saying the symbol?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. BFI. BurgerFi. Really? BurgerFi International. What is this? What makes you... You own this?
Oh, yes.
What is it?
It's a restaurant. They're restaurants.
This isn't the one that owns only one restaurant or something?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, I don't even know. Do your own research.
I do.
All right. Well,
close at 11.98.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't look great. It's been going sideways forever.
It's new, isn't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's been out for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I see it was around in 2018 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's been going nowhere in particular. The high's around 19. The low appears to be around 10 in the last couple years. So you're just playing a trading range, you know.
All right.
Nothing screams buy. It could easily. It's done it several times. Rallied from about where it is up to 16.5. You know, then died.
Okay.
Yep.
Now we'll check out Centene. CNC. Charlie, Nancy, Charlie.
They ought to clean this computer up. It's slow. That looks good. I like that one.
You like that?
But, it's died at 72 and 74, so that's important resistance. But the price objective is 91 on the chart. And as long as it stays above about 62, looks good.
Well, what that is, Peter, it's like a Blue Cross.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Health plans, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What happened on Friday? There's some big news.
I see there had
Friday.
To be some news because it popped, yeah. Broke out, made a buy signal, yeah.
Maybe earnings.
Yeah, whatever the news was.
They're going to present at the B of A Virtual Healthcare Conference.
Yeah, sometimes that causes it to go up. I know that. But, yeah, so that looks good.
That looks good.
Yep.
How about Charlie Loves Frank?
Charlie?
CLF.
CLF? Oh.
CLF.
Yep. So I saw some. Barron's is excited about steel this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Says there's a shortage, demand, and the two stocks they like, U.S. Steel and this, Cleveland's Cliff.
Cleveland Cliffs, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got them both.
You got them both. There you go.
See? Okay.
That one.
What was it, 21.12?
Yeah, I mean, it broke out. Nice breakout. You know, I'd like to see it stay above about 17. So, could be a reevaluation at 16.5, but that looks, you know, very nice. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't mind me. I'm talking to myself, but anyway.
Yeah, but we're listening.
Well, one of you are. But you are.
Yeah, next price objective would probably be around 25 or so.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's for your listeners. I give them the good stocks. Now they can go after them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate the call. Weekend. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, you too. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right, right now, numbers to call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or if you want to use our chat box, go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Chat, click on Join the Chat, type in a question, type in a symbol. If type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Okay. Good morning.
Good, good. A couple charts in here, if you would mind. First one is Devon D, Dominic Victor Nancy.
Devon Energy?
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yep.
Look at that chart.
Oh, this one did pop up quick. That's a good sign. Bye. it looks beautiful. No question.
Nice. Sector is hot. It's the relative strength versus the sector is above. Relative strength versus S&P above. And it's perfect cup. Do you agree cup and handle with a breakout here?
Yeah, and potential price target, 45.5, based on the chart pattern. And as long as it stayed above about, where to close?
Anyway? 26.22.
Yeah. So I'd like to see it stay above 22, but, you know, to support.
I sold 11 puts and 12 puts on this thing 4 or 5 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was on. But for chump change, I should have bought the Comet. I mean, look at 11. Yeah, 11 and 12. I looked at my records this morning. I sold 11s, and then a month later I sold 12s, and this is what it does to me.
Wait, wouldn't you sell? Wouldn't you do? Isn't your plan to do that every? You could do that with this stock. You could have done that every month, right? Just keep on increasing. Yeah, but who knows?
I get hot on other ones.
Yeah,
I only have a certain amount of.
You've got to stick to your discipline, though.
I got 24.50s on this one. I sold going out a month. Yeah, I like the 24.50s, so I sold those.
Yeah, oil and gas, the drillers, the pipelines, they've been hot the last several weeks.
Oh, yeah.
No question. The XLE and XOP, everybody had those two for dead.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
About 6 months ago. Nobody wanted them.
That's right.
Right?
Yep, you're right.
Schlumberger, nobody wanted Schlumber in the high teens.
Just amazing, huh?
You gotta stick with quality. That's the whole key. You know, you gotta ride it out sometimes.
Right.
Yep. There's no question.
Well, the idea with the oil and gas, of course, with the Biden administration, people were afraid he was just gonna completely close it down, which wasn't happening.
How would your boxes play? And this is one I looked at last night. Look at Merck, MRK. It's got this humongous base. I mean, it's made nobody any money for how long?
Forever.
But it pays a 4.2 dividend. It's in this. Would you wait for it with the boxes? Would you wait for your breakout? How would Peter play it with his system?
Okay, Merck closed at 78.41. MRK.
MRK. Right. We're doing good. Sometimes three times. We're saying.
Don't
I'm impressed
look at
with myself.
Yeah, look at the face on it. Long base doing nothing.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you really have a base from around the low 70s up to about 86 or so, 85. Yeah. So Looking at it, I mean, if you wait for the breakout, it's going to be up at 80 on the chart, you know.
Right, right.
And but, I mean, you got good support. You know, I might make a play in here.
Yeah, the market's been, the market's crazy. I mean, who'd ever would have expected this? I didn't 4 or 5 months ago, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's just absolutely nuts.
I mean,
all right, guys. Good yeah. show.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good
Appreciate
weekend.
The call. Okay. Phone number's the call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And while we're waiting for calls, we'll take a quick one-minute break. Be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. The lines are wide open, big white screen. And also,
it's a nice blue background.
Well, that's, yeah, it keeps us awake. But anyway.
Speak for yourself.
Right. If for some reason you don't want to call, you know, for whatever reason, don't want to talk on the radio.
You're shy.
Yeah, whatever. We can think of a lot of reasons. But you can go to our chat box at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
So your Treasury Secretary opened her
He's
mouth.
He's your
again.
Treasury Secretary.
Oh, your it's a female.
I know who she is.
Yeah, so it's yours. And because you're a lot like her.
She's too old for me.
Like my
she's
grandmother.
She's too old for me.
You're progressive and you're from California. Anyway, she, unfortunately, I don't know the context of the question, but she insinuated that interest rates would have to go up. And
yeah, she's right. Someday.
Well, except that you have to know who your audience is.
Yeah, I know. It was a dumb thing to say.
Right, and she walked it back on Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
She
you
said
have
it on
to.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
But,
she didn't think before she spoke.
Terrible.
You know, a lot of people do that. So.
Yeah.
And by the way, at the end of the show, I was trying to say something from the last week from the great philosophers Simon and Garfunkel, and what it was a man only hears what he wants to hear, ignores the rest.
Right, you said it, and we worked it in.
We worked it in, but for a replay. It's on the replay.
Oh, God. I tell you. What do you?
But that's the problem
all
with
right.
the world.
I see. Okay.
That one line is the whole problem with the world.
I thought it was the one thing from the movie City Slickers.
No, that's not a problem.
The one thing
is that people don't realize that they have to find the one thing they're good at and become good at what they can become good at, you know. So and a lot of people never do. They never find out what their true talent is.
People are going to think this is a NPR show talking about philosophy.
No, they wouldn't let us on NPR. We tried.
You. They wouldn't let you on, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it was basically a good week in the market, but, you know, you're paying attention. There's a rotation going on. Values taking over at the moment. Growth stocks not doing well. They're kind of correcting, I guess. And if you look at last week, what was the strongest average? Was the Dow up 2.67%, now up 13.63% for the year. It's starting to catch up with the Russell 2000, which is up 15%, but was only up 0.23% last week. And the NASDAQ was down, what was it? The NASDAQ was
a couple of points.
Yeah. And
S&P?
S&P was up 1.23. It's the Dow. You know,
well, it's only 30 stocks.
Yeah, I know,
so.
but the Dow is where the action was. And that's the, you know, going back to value and rotating into commodity-type things and so forth and so on. And so pay attention, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, for a long time, the Russell small-cap growth stocks were the big winners. Now they have been trounced now by 3-1, you know, by the value. The value stocks, they're up 18% for the year versus 6% for the growth.
It's good if you're a trader.
So, well, not for a trader, but, I mean, in other words, if you're looking for opportunities, okay, maybe your better opportunities are in value, you know. So we shall see. Right now, we're going to go to Jason. Jason, sounds like you're underwater.
He's swimming.
Didn't even say anything yet. It sounded funny when you cut into me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it sounded like you were in the water. Yeah,
that's right. It's our sound effect.
We heard the water bubbling.
It's our sound effect department.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm actually driving into work, taking my boy with me on his first little masonry endeavor. Going to put a good work ethic on him.
That's great,
little Jason. When the door opens, run.
No. Funny.
No, but that's nice that he wants to do a skill work like that. Is in great demand.
Yep.
And it will only increase in value, too, because
there
are far, far fewer productive people. So, I mean, absolutely. You did a perfect segue into value. And, Dave, I mean, with what you were saying earlier about the unemployment numbers, it really is amazing. Like, people are getting paid so much to not work. I mean, it's just absolutely crushing this economy. And as I've always said on your show, like, things don't fall from medium levels. I mean, things always fall and go into bear markets from all-time highs. You know, and there's just so many mounting things. You know what I mean? You begin to see, you know, growth stocks really being sold off. Like, remember last week? Well, and I know you guys don't play options that much, but hopefully some people listened and bought the puts on Dash and bought puts on Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I was a true soothsayer because I doubled my money on a 140 put that I had for May 21st on DoorDash because its valuation was garbage, and it was only really being traded institutionally, not so much between retail.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're eventually getting out. And, I mean, this thing, I doubled the money, and I got out, and I'm such an idiot because it'd be like 8 times the money right now had I...
Well, why didn't you... Could have kept half when you doubled your money.
No, on options. I only mess around with a little bit. I only buy like 1 or 2 options.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It gives me something to look at when I'm driving. I hate to say it. I do about 1.5 each way. You know what I mean? It's fun for me, you know?
Yep.
So, but I'll tell you what, that AABB, did you ever look into that, the one I told you about? You really should. Pull up the chart on that thing.
I forget so many things during the week that...
But when I give you little growth stocks, they usually double, triple, or quadruple in a short term.
You never lose?
Of course I lose, because I exit like an idiot sometimes, only up a little bit.
Well, exiting like an idiot's not losing.
No, of course you lose some. Like, every week I lose money betting on the eventual downside of GameStop, but it's always just a cheap bet.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And eventually that will fall, and I will laugh heartily when it comes.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I think it's a $20 or $30 stock at best, you know. So, but anyway.
Yep.
What was the symbol there?
AABB.
That's Apple, Apple, boy, boy. Correct. You got to go to stock charts to get it.
No, that can't be.
18 cents. 18.7 cents.
Is that the one you gave us?
I keep telling you guys to load up on.
AABB?
Yep. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was up 24% on Friday, but it was basically a lot of shorting during the week. I think half the float was being shorted from 20 cents. But that's the one that's the gold miner in Mexico that sells to Asia, but they created the cryptocurrency backed by gold, and they're opening the exchange next week. I believe it'll be next week, and people are already buying the coins that are backed by 1/10 the gold that they physically have and shown proof of.
But so why is this Asia Broadband though?
It's been that name forever, and I think the new board of directors was thinking about changing it or whatever.
They like the group Asia, so they did that.
Well, that's where they sell all of their metal. They mine gold and silver and other precious metals. Mm-hmm. They're actually profitable. You know, I think they showed $16 million in December, and it's been going up or whatever since. But everyone's hyped on this cryptocurrency nonsense. And all that stuff is literally backed by nothing, where this is the first one that's tradable.
No, take it back. Most of the cryptocurrencies are backed by a lot. You should do your research into it.
Well, you're right. Urethia. All right. I'm sorry.
The projects they have are, you know, financial speed of transactions and payments and, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, I'm just saying, look at that one. And anyway. As for Dash, last week you guys did ask when the insider lockout, and I wasn't able to answer, but I looked it up. It's 3 days after report of the second quarter earnings. They report their earnings on the 14th. So it'll be 3 days after that, 17th. The insider lockout is able to be sold on Dorchester.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that thing's been a falling knife, and I've been loving every minute of it. I'll sell one, and then I'll buy a put a little bit lower on an update.
Well,
it's just hard to find an update on it.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Okay, right, thanks for calling. Weekend. Appreciate it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
We do have some on the chat box.
Really? Yeah. Well, I was just going to tell you what Doji's trading at.
Go ahead.
0.71778. Okay.
Right. That's 778.
I own a big, I think I put $50 in it.
There you go. Well, I hope you make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably not even enough to go to McDonald's these days, but anyway.
Well.
Unless you do the dollar menu, you know.
But, well.
Okay.
You never know.
So what do we got in the chat box?
Somebody's looking at wants your opinion on FCX, which closed at $43.97.
Yep. Unbelievable where that was down to. I think it was like a $7 stock. FCX. Yeah,
Freeport-McMoRan.
Yeah, they got two things going for them, you know, copper mining.
Big copper, yeah.
And they had made a big purchase, which almost put them out of business years ago, an energy purchase. But now they're on the energy side, too. They're big in oil, you know. So
yeah, big demand for copper.
Copper,
matter
of fact.
Stealing it out of houses. And Forest Lawn had a number of statues stolen.
There's an article in Barron's this weekend about copper and how it's going to be very important for the green.
Because it turns green?
No, doesn't turn green, but it's being, you know, it's still the best conductor. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's used for the solar, you know, for connecting I forgot where else, but I think even an EV, you know, still use copper.
Probably catalytic converters are probably right.
No, I don't know about that, but
okay.
I didn't get a chance to read the article because I have a subscription problem which I couldn't get solved. But anyway,
it's a list.
but yeah, very good article. Read it in Barron's about copper. And as David mentioned, you know, energy's been hot, you know, for the last couple of weeks. So right now, potential price target based on the point and figure chart is 58. Mm-hmm. And as long as it stays, you know, long-term investors, it's too far back. The 200 days at 25 because this thing's come such a long way.
Yeah.
The 50 days at 35. But, you know, where it broke out and gave a major buy signal was at 40. So I would like the, say, 38 to 40 area to hold as support, you know. And if it dropped below that, then you're looking at 35 or 36 on the 50-day, you know. But it looks very good. Very, very good.
Good.
Major breakout. Yep.
Somebody else is looking to buy Philip Morris. MO closed at 49.95.
Well, that's a big dividend play.
Yeah, know. I don't know why anybody would want to buy something.
No,
that kills
because these guys, on. These guys are all transitioning.
Yeah,
they're going in the weed and other things.
6.9% dividend.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And you know, do your research, look into it because they are into other things, cannabis and few other things. I don't remember all the things, but you know, these tobacco companies are not just going to sit there, you know, and not do anything. It's like the energy companies that are all moving to green energy,
yeah.
You know, and you want to see that. You don't want companies that just stay doing what they're doing and disappear, you know. So it gave them a buy signal. I know it would have a nice target, 58, which isn't bad. Where to close at? We said 49. So the next target is 58. Resistance is in that area. And if it broke above that.
Okay. We're having some kind of problem, I think, Jim? Can you hear us?
You go
okay?
to you know, up in the 60, low 60s. I would reevaluate maybe if it dropped to 45. But looks good.
Okay. And the same person's looking to buy WFG, which closed at 86.48. That's West Fraser Timber.
Well, lumber, as we all know, or don't know, whatever, has been unbelievable. Going through the roof. And, you know, at some point, these are going to come way back. Because don't forget that last year, this was trading at 15. And now it's trading at what, 86?
86.48.
So, you know, you got to be careful, you know, because it's come that long way. It's met the price objective on the chart. But, you know, if you're interested in buying it and you've looked into it and so forth, you have a good reason to buy it. Yeah, I would probably say somewhere around, if it dropped below 76, then I would get a little concerned and reevaluate it at that point. But chart looks good. And just be aware that, you know, when it's come so far and lumber prices have come so far, who knows? But you never know how long these things can go on. Is that it?
Never know.
That it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Art wants to know about Sundial Growers, but I don't have a symbol, so I don't know if that's.
I lost money in that. SNDL. Oh. It's cannabis, you know, and I don't know what the problem with it is.
Oh, God. Close to 77 cents.
Yeah, I know. You have to do some research into that one. I tried to play it a couple times, lost cause. Then I think they came out and they did a stock offering, believe it or not, you know, when it finally got above a buck or something like that. And, you know, so I don't know. It's a wild speculation.
And it's Canadian.
Yeah. And I mean, everything I read on it sounded like they know what they're doing, but I do, you know, look into it, you know, and see what you can find on the company and see if it's something you like. It's a speculation, you know, that's it.
And the reason I say Canadian is that their regulatory authority is not as stringent as ours, so a lot of stuff they get away with. And same thing with that West Fraser, too. They're Canadian.
Well, I've seen some people in terms of cannabis, marijuana stocks, whatever, say that the best bets are in the U.S. companies, you know. So
USA.
That I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
USA, okay.
Yep. Okay. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And I got a kick. I didn't get a chance. I was reading a newsletter about the unemployment report, and they were kind of making fun of the whole thing. You know, how people, like you say, got so upset. A long time ago, not too long ago, 266 would have been, whoo, you know.
Yeah.
But the good news for the market is it wasn't a million, so they're happy. They think the Fed will hold stand, you know, stay put with low rates and so forth. And you have got to realize there was a whole bunch of BLS, that's, I could call it something else, but Bureau of Labor Statistics, revisions. And they're constantly doing that, like from 7 years ago and so forth. Oh, no, it really was this, you know. So
right, but also 1 month.
Yeah.
2 months doesn't make a trend.
No, I agree.
It used to be they needed 6 months in a row of whatever,
and then they would.
But
the
time frame is shortened.
And then they would still redo it. They say, oh well, you know, last 6 months that was wrong. Remember one time they came back and said, oh, we had inflation wrong for the last couple of years, you know. So, but that's what you have to work with right now.
Right.
Give us a call 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Vic in Venice, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, I'd rather be somewhere else.
They'd probably like better to be in Venice, Florida right now.
it's about 88, and we've had a drought for 2 months.
Really?
I think we've had rain twice in 2 months.
So you don't have any humidity, huh?
No, the humidity has been pretty good.
I imagine.
I'm coming back in a few weeks. That's when the humidity will probably start going up.
Well, you did a good job staying down there this long, believe me.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Peter, did you realize that if you took your $50 that you invested in Dogecoin, you invested it on January 1st?
Oh. But
today it would be worth $60,000.
Oh, geez.
He would have never held it that long.
No, you know what the problem was? You couldn't buy that coin on Coinbase or Gemini until recently. Gemini just listed it.
Where'd everybody go else?
You have to go to, I forgot, my friend's big into this, but you have to go to these, I don't know, exchanges that are someplace else.
So that's our excuse for not buying it earlier.
Because New York, as we've talked before, you know, like 49 states can approve trading in one thing, but New York, no, you know. Yeah. And we've been through that one.
Wait till we get DraftKings here.
So the bottom line was it didn't trade here because of New York State.
The Dogecoin must be the ultimate speculation.
Oh, it's...
I read a story about the guy who created Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
He said he did it in about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to put a dog moniker on it.
Right.
And he nicknamed it the Sillies. Really, that's...
I know. It was a joke. It was a joke. It still is. But
I mean, it's hard to believe that... when it came out January 1st, I think, it was under a penny.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's, what, 70?
71, 72, yeah.
But who knows how long it'll last. But
Well, that's true. I mean, like I say, Saturday Night Live tonight's one thing. That might be the end.
Yeah, it'll probably, and I'm sure Musk will probably pump it up somehow.
No, he will, because like I say, he loves to do that kind of stuff. But the other thing is, if they ever announced they were really going to do a real project, then this thing could be up to the moon. But I don't know if they have any plans for that.
But it seems, you know, like Bitcoin at least is limited. I think it's 21 million Bitcoins. But Dogecoin is produced en masse.
Like, oh, yeah.
10,000 a minute or something I read. Is that possible? I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Well, if everybody's doing it, I guess it's possible. You know, I've talked to some machines that they buy out there, you know, which are really big computer, you know, or powerful computer, you know, which you can buy to mine these things. You know, some of them say like you can do like 3,700 coins a day or something. You know, but you got so many people mining out there. Who knows? It probably is a big number. You know.
Well, I had to reread that article when it said 10,000 a minute.
Yeah,
it's almost hard to imagine. But at any rate, I do have a couple of stocks I wanted you to look at. I had Caesars for a while, and then I saw a story on CNBC that they came out with earnings that weren't bad, but they announced that they're sold out. Their weekends are sold out for the foreseeable future. So once I read that, I decided I'm going to buy some more. Can you look at that chart?
I'd rather not.
105.75 on the close.
Because I used to own that at 9.
At 9?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. it looks like it's close to a double top breakout.
Well, it is, yeah. Yeah, it is. There's no question about that. You know, and the question is, you know, should you take a little profit just in case, you know, it hits there? Sometimes when I see that resistance, I take a little off the table just in case, you know. But, you know, if it does break out and go to, say, 108, potential price target's 140, you know.
Yeah, that would be nice. Well, I'm in about 78, so I've done pretty well.
Yeah, I would like to see it hold above about 94, you know.
Okay. The other one, and I've had for a while, Barron's had a story about Sherman Williams being the ultimate inflation play.
Yeah, jeez.
And
I can't believe where that stock is, but go ahead.
Yeah, I added to that too. So they split recently, but...
Sherwin Williams closes at 287.23.
Unbelievable. I mean, if you take
Peter owned that at 10.
No, I didn't own that one. Thank God.
I have to watch them on the way out of the building.
I'd be in more pain than I am. But well, this one you can take with a grain of salt. 416 price objective. It closed at 287. And, you know, the breakout was around 252, 256. And the 50 days at 252. So, you know, I would say as long as it stayed, you know, when you give a number, like I keep saying, it's like an area, you know. So it's not exactly 252. It depends on how much room you want to give it, you know. But I'd say logically the area I'd give it is between 244 and 252 is support, you know. Below that, then I might get concerned, you know.
Well, it seems like once it, if it got closer to like 300, it would. It seems like maybe that 400 target might not be out of outlandish.
I agree. It's like somebody I remember saying, or a few people, that when a stock hits 100, it's like 90% of the time or more than that that it'll go, you know, above. You know, to
above,
it'll take off. You know.
Okay. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right, you do the
appreciate
same.
It very much. Thanks for ending our show. Take care.
Okay.
Well, not in that, man. We didn't mean
No, we didn't mean it that way.
Thanks.
What did I say?
No. It's a way, it depends on what syllable you put the emphasis on.
Yeah. So anyway, anybody who's in Doge, watch, what's his name? Elon Musk.
That's right.
I can't stay up that late, so.
I tape it. Although I've had a difficult time watching it recently. It's just
not It'll that, be interesting, though, for him fun. Just to see. Is he really funny? Or?
Oh, he's a character.
Yeah. Is he? Yeah. So,
okay. Yeah, he's done some advertisement of it with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
With Miley Cyrus?
Yeah,
really?
And they said, we're going to do this. And she said, we're going to do this. And don't forget, our mothers are going to be in the audience. So, okay, we're going to behave.
That's beautiful.
It was funny. Yeah.
I don't particularly like the show, but that's funny. Usually those preview things are ridiculous and not funny. That's pretty funny. Yeah. So anyway... we always say, do your own research. You know, if you're going to speculate only with money you can afford to lose, it's like me with my big Doge coin and $50. You know, I can afford to lose 50. And you know, keep a little powder dry. A lot of opportunities. Till next week. Take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.